The driver accused of hitting an ICE agent with his vehicle earlier this week in Stafford Township, New Jersey, made his initial court appearance. WHYY's Kenneth Burns has the latest on the incident.
Federal prosecutors have charged 39-year-old Eduardo Cruz Garcia with assaulting a federal officer. According to online court records, Cruz Garcia made his initial appearance in court on Tuesday and was ordered to be detained. The U.S. Attorney's Office, in a press release, said Cruz Garcia was driving a van that was stopped by ICE agents as part of an investigation on Monday. The office said agents attempted to speak to Cruz Garcia and a passenger, asking them to open the van's windows. Instead, the U.S. Attorney's Office alleges that Cruz Garcia drove off, hitting an ICE agent and a government vehicle in the process. The agent's thigh and shin were injured. He needed to be treated at a hospital. The U.S. Attorney's Office said that Cruz Garcia is in the country illegally. He could face up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
The Philadelphia Parking Authority is proactively canceling tickets issued to permit holders in the almost 600-block area around the FIFA Fan Festival at Lemon Hill. Acting Parking Authority Executive Director Gabe Roberts says more than 3,100 tickets were issued in the first 5 days of the festival, and less than 200 were erroneously written.
We're already seeing the number of tickets that were issued in error trending downward pretty significantly. And I just feel really good about the direction that we're heading as we sort of iron out some of these early kinks with this program.
The PPA is also canceling fees for the handful of people who had their cars wrongly towed. Outside right now, a few clouds over Philadelphia, 82 degrees in Center City. We could see that bump up a degree or two before the afternoon is out. Mostly clear skies for the latter part of the afternoon and into the evening. Then late tonight, clouds come in. Temperatures drop down to around 70. Big warm-up in store for tomorrow. On Thursday, we're expecting patchy sunshine, a few clouds, but still some plenty of light and blue peeking through. Temperatures, though, getting into the low 90s.